tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Ivan Decker and Chad Zumach with us here at the Funny Bone Omaha this weekend. But if people want to find your gigs other parts of the country, since people listen to us other places, where can they find you, Ivan?
I'm on Twitter at Ivan Decker.
Ivan Decker. Yeah, the appropriate way. Ivan Instagram. Decker, right?
Okay. Yeah.
And that's where you. And Chad?
Yeah, I'm at Chad Zumach on Instagram and Twitter.
How do you spell that, Zumach?
Zumoch.
O-C-K.
Right. I hope someone's driving right now and they're writing it down and they get in a car wreck.
Yeah.
I think he's our first Ivan comic.
Yeah, I'm Ivan.
I think you're our first Ivan comic.
I think so.
Hey, that's pretty great.
I don't know any other Ivans.
That's an old school name. Ivan Putski used to wrestle years ago. Yeah. I don't talk about wrestlers, but that's that guy's done.
I am
90.
In no way. I have no Eastern European.
None.
Nothing.
Yeah.
It was just because my dad was, I think, a fan of like a hockey player at
probably.
The time.
Probably. Ivan Drago. It sounds like a hockey player name, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Do your brothers have hockey names?
No, my older brother's name is Leo, which I think that's like a Jewish name, right?
I knew a couple of Leos that weren't Jewish, but I don't know. It might be. The long version might be, yeah.
Yeah, but that again, I don't know. My parents were.
But Gretzky Decker sounds like a hockey name.
It does.
Gretzky Decker. Craig, what else is going on?
Well, it was on this date in 1996. You might remember where you were when Lisa Marie Presley filed for divorce from Michael Jackson after 20 months of marriage. And a Michelle Bachmann birthday on this date in 2016. We lost Glenn Frey.
Happy birthday!
He was only 67, man. That sucked.
What a talent.
I love Glenn Frey, man. That bummed me out.
He was my favorite guy on Miami Vice.
Yeah, he was excellent on that.
Yeah. That's what he's best known for, is his role on Miami Vice.
Yeah, that was it. That was it.
When the Pearl Harbor submarine USS Bremerton, the oldest commissioned sub in the Navy, stopped in the Philippines on its farewell tour last year, Commander Travis W., and I don't know how to say his last name, Zettel, we're going to go with Zettel. He and his crew, they were looking forward to the opportunity to engage with the local community there in the Philippines. Zettel had told two other sailors at the hotel pool that he had, quote, requested/ordered 10 girls to arrive at the hotel, according to the Kitsap Sun newspaper in Washington State. One of the sailors saw him with about 10 provocatively dressed females outside the entrance of the hotel. Zettel later admitted to Navy investigators that he paid for female accompaniment.
Ten. Was he going to share them with the other officers on the boat?
According to the Kitsap Sun.
Just for him.
Another Navy member had three local females holding onto his arm as he was wandering about and greeting sailors from his command.
Isn't this the oldest trick of the you go to foreign countries, these sailors, and bang the locals? It's always happened. They look down on it now?
Zettel was eventually relieved of command.
Oh, he's a commander.
Yeah. He was the commander.
Why he had 10.
Yeah.
He was the commander.
You got to outdo the sailors. They're all getting one, two, and three. You're like, well, I'm in charge. I need
10.
A sailor reported his behavior to the inspector general, which is what got him busted.
What a snowflake.
Narc.
So 10.
A more than 20-year Navy officer. He is now a transitioning naval officer.
This was in the Philippines?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did he keep?
He's out $30 now.
Did he? Did he keep his retirement? They're going to get rid of.
I've given you the information I have.
I think it was the getting 10 might have been a red flag for people around the building. You know.
I guess.
Yeah.
But you know, it's nice to do something for the guys.
Yeah.
A little morale booster, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
And when they're $3 a piece, you stock up.
Yeah. A man in Russia is asking a judge to let his girlfriend go free after she stabbed him 13 times. He wanted her to be released so they could get married.
Man, these people forgive these people all the time. You do these stories all the time.
As she faced the judge awaiting to hand down her sentencing, the man asked the woman to marry him and begged the judge for leniency.
How many stabbings would it take for you guys to not marry somebody?
One.
Thank you.
Upwards of 15. That's my soft cap.
That's the cutoff.
So you go 13. We can talk about it. You hit 1.5 though.
You still said it's a soft cap.
Yeah.
16
if
for
she's
sure.
She's really hot.
Yeah. She better be hot.
Yeah.
She stabbed you 13 times.
And it depends on the
in
damage.
One incident. Yeah. Or over time.
Also, what did I do? You know, I need to know.
That's true.
Did I say I was going to clean the tub and then didn't? Maybe. Then that warrants a few.
Maybe I deserved it.
Might have.
I got stabbed, kind of.
Yeah.
By a girl. I was in a relationship and she had a horrible temper. Yeah. And we were arguing and those tacks, like the tacks you put.
Yes.
She took a tack and just put it in my back real quick and like I was like, what? It hurt. She stabbed me.
She stabbed you with one of those big pen tacks. Yeah.
Yeah.
That had to hurt, though.
It was a horrible feeling.
That's
man,
awful.
You're lucky to be alive.
I know.
But what'd you do?
Was she
a drunken mess?
Well, I would make her get angrier and angrier because I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
So I'd always instigate her because she had a horrible temper.
Yeah.
Oh, she would hit me. She'd throw. Yeah. I could have got her in trouble. She would throw fruit at me. One time she took a banana and just chucked it at me. It was a horrible relationship.
How long did it last?
Sounds spicy. Yeah.
Like 3 years.
Okay.
You got some dramatic domestic disputes there.
Apparently it was horrible for her, too.
Yeah.
If she was that upset.
Right.
She wasn't a horrible person.
Just an anger problem.
Just going out with one?
Yeah.
You brought it out in her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just when she threw paper clips at you.
Yeah.
I miss Teresa Marquette at hotmail.com.
She should have gave you a choice with a tack in the back or a banana thrown at you. Take the banana.
Puss, that one stick with the tape?
Yeah.
I think it did.
The world's oldest desert.
Did you ever throw anything in a man you were mad at, Colleen?
No.
Nothing?
No, I didn't.
Did you ever swing at a man? I don't think I've ever asked you that. Okay.
No, I don't have that kind of temper. Yeah, I just...
screw you, I'm out of here. Right?
Yeah.
I've seen you mad before, but not that kind of mad, I guess. So.
No, she gets up and walks away.
Yeah.
I fly out of there.
Never going to get it. Again, she says. She walks out. Then throws a banana at him.
The world's oldest desert is going to have an art installation with one of the most listened to songs in the world playing continuously. It's a Toto song. Africa is going to be stuck out in the desert in Africa, and it's a sound installation, and it is going to play the song in a loop forever.
Ugh.
Great.
Why?
Is there a guy guarding it? Because he's going to be in
the... It's out in the middle of the desert.
Got it.
Good luck finding it.
That's what I mean. So you can actually, if there was a guy around it, having to hear it forever.
No.
8 hours a day forever. That's
no, there's no one there. They're not sure how soon it's going to get covered up with sand or anything like that.
Not soon
but
enough.
But it's set to play
like asking
forever.
The workers that worked at Cheeseburger in Paradise, you know?
Yeah. Christ. It's got the solar batteries. The artist says to keep Toto going for all eternity.
Oh, not Weezer?
No.
We've got the original
Africa.
Well, somebody can't find that and destroy that quickly enough.
I think the sand
How unnecessary
will do it.
Is that?
He said he wanted to pay the song the ultimate homage and physically exhibit Africa and Africa. Set up six speakers attached to an MP3 player with a single track on it.
And then just walked away from it.
Walked away.
Well, what about when the MP3 player does like a software update?
Right.
And then the whole thing crashes.
It's not hooked up to anything that will update it.
Fair enough.
Yeah. No, that's fair enough.
I don't know a lot of
electronics. Not a lot of Wi-Fi in the middle of the world's oldest desert?
No. No, there's not. So somebody stuck that up somewhere.
Scientists will wonder why Gila monsters are committing suicide.
Yeah. Yeah, they're talking to each other. Can you believe this? At least mix in some other Toto stuff.
When is this 12:30 flight going to come in?
A study by researchers at Baylor University found that Americans living in states that spend more on public goods and services, things like libraries, parks, highways, preservation of natural resources, and greater police protection... Those people that live in those states report greater happiness overall.
And more liberal cucks.
Yeah. True.
That's what those states are full of.
Yeah.
They want education.
Don't need no library.
These public goods, they say, are things that you cannot exclude people from using. One person using them doesn't stop another one from doing so. It doesn't take money. You can't just go buy your library. Everyone gets to go. Just like a park and the highway, everybody gets to get on it.
You know, it's funny. I did read the whole article, but it was in the Washington Post yesterday, and I saw it tweeted out. It made me feel better for my kids' futures. Yeah, you know, mine's, you know, almost done. But younger voters are by far more liberal about everything, social issues, everything, and. Because we always know that. How old are you? I hate to give your age up, but how old are you, Ivan?
32.
Okay, so you're a young guy. But even younger guys than you do not care. And they like government also, if it's done right. And you mentioned that there. So that is the future. So for all the old Ditkas out there.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, you're just going away. Overwhelmingly, by the way, young people do not care about social issues, weed, gay marriage, transgender, nothing. Live and let live. We're moving forward. We're past it.
They say that everyone is happier when their state governments invested more in public goods. That's why a lot of the Scandinavian countries are considered happiest.
Exactly. It's actually happier.
Because it's the public. Everything's taken care of.
Yeah. And that's why the Ditkas of the world are just angry.
They're going to go to the grave angry.
Yeah. Because it's heading
Unfortunately, I know a lot of 22-year-old Ditkas, and I'm thinking, man, you're just going to hate life the rest of your life, man. We call them Ditkas around here. You're right. I got a couple relatives' kids that are in their early 20s, and unfortunately, they didn't leave their hometown, and I see them on Facebook, and I'm thinking, man, you are a conservative asshat at 22. You're just going to hate your life.
Oh, there'll still be a couple of safe harbors
There's always going to be some Ditkas around. I'm just saying that group is going to be marginalized even more and more.
They're just going to
because their
Fortnite
contemporaries don't care. Yeah.
They just play video games.
Yeah,
they don't go out.
But they won't be driven to extinction.
No. Nothing's ever extinct.
Well, some things are.
Those Gila monsters around that song.
Right.
Britney Spears helped to boost cassette and album sales in the U.S. last year. Cassette album sales jumped almost 25% from 2017 to 2018.
Here's what I want to know about the new cassette deal. Who's got a cassette player?
People
I have a 1997 car that sits in the garage. I don't drive it much. That still has a cassette player in it. That car's 21 years old. I haven't seen a cassette player in a car.
Yeah, do they still make cassettes?
22 years old. The cassettes and album sales came back because vinyl sounds better. I understand the reemergence of vinyl.
But does cassettes never sound better?
No, the cassette always sound like hell.
Yeah,
you're way too young to remember the cassette era of the 80s. Everybody had cassettes. They sucked, but they were just portable.
Stretches, you gotta rewind it with a pencil.
And they bust. The pencils, yeah, exactly.
Here's what we would do if we had a cassette player in our car.
Yeah.
We would purchase the vinyl copy of it and then a decent cassette, you know, I don't know what they made them out of, but they made the good quality cassettes back in the day, and you would find somebody with a good quality cassette deck, and you would record the album onto the cassette so you could listen to it in the car.
But I also bought
the store-bought ones quality sucked.
But I bought all those. Huh. I bought all store-bought cassettes. I bought a ton of those in my car.
Yeah, I bought a bunch, too. Yeah.
I would record, like, off-the-radio songs.
Yes.
Oh, but and then I put up my yellow Sony waterproof Walkman and just rock out. I remember they played Prince's Erotic City, and it had dirty words in it. And I was a kid. Yeah. I was like, oh, this is great. And I taped it.
I think if I handed my kids a cassette, they wouldn't know what to do with it. They're 14 and 16. I don't think they'd know where the – well, you know, they had to go in the garage and start my car maybe. But otherwise, there's no way to play a cassette.
They certainly couldn't rewind
it with a
pencil.
Are they making boom boxes?
Not that I've seen. With cassette.
I think they still have boom boxes.
They're making a comeback as well.
I thought they were making a little bit of comeback.
iPod hookups.
Yeah.
But
I like it when hotels invested in all the alarm clocks with the iPhone 1 plug on top now. Stay in a hotel and it's like, hey, you want to plug in your... We really went hard on this.
Oh, they have a
dock? Didn't think they'd change the plug every 2 years.
Yeah, a dock for the iPod.
They do, you're right.
Yeah, all the cardio machines at my gym have that.
Yeah.
You can hook up your... If you've got an iPod that happens to be 10 years old, you're good.
Yeah, my car has like the... I bought a 2007 car and it's got like the 9-pin... For like literally the big iPod, not even a
really
And you can, it's like the owner was like, yeah, so you don't have music at all unless you like the radio. It's got like a great sound system, but it's like, you got to get one of these old iPods. You can find them online. Show me his. It's like broken. I'm like, yeah.
I got a car. That car that has a cassette deck has a 6-CD changer in the trunk.
Yeah.
And you have to go in the trunk to change the CDs.
Yeah, that's what you want.
And you can't do that when you're driving. So what you do is you leave. When I used to drive that car more often, there was the 6 CDs were in there for 5 years at a time.
Yeah.
Same songs, you know.
Toto.
Yep. Africa over and over.
Yeah, I had the iPod Classic because years ago, my daughter wanted a Nano or something, and she had the iPod Classic. So yeah. I traded her, and I lost it on a plane just a couple of weeks ago. But I wanted to get a new one because there's a lot of storage to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you couldn't find one, right?
Nope. Well, yeah. I could, but they're $500. They want $500 for them.
And they've all got the touchscreen now. You don't have the, like, wheel.
Yeah.
You used to just have the wheel.
That's what it was.
It looked like an external hard drive. It was just like a giant brick. You could beat somebody to death with the original iPod.
It wasn't really
very
that
easily.
Big. You know, bigger than most MP3s that you see now.
Yeah.
But I kind of missed that.
I had a mini disc player. I went through all the formats.
Did you have a mini disc? Oh, my God.
I tried to invest in that, and I was like, yeah, this is going to be it. These mini discs.
Yeah.
It's like a tape and a CD combined. What could go wrong?
How about DAT? They were small.
Oh, remember
they
DAT?
Were small cassettes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Digital audio tape.
Bands used to use DAT all the time back in the day.
Yeah. We used that back in the day.
Yeah, we did.
To record this
show. We recorded the show on DAT.
Really?
Is that like an answering machine tape?
Yep. It looked like
kind of.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Small cassette.
Huh.
But better quality just because it was digital.
Tyler, did you ever like actually spin records?
Yeah.
You did?
Huh. So Todd, so Craig.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, queued them up and everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Albums. Man, don't make me sound. You know, that's not a big deal, and now it makes me feel really old.
And 45.
Especially when you asked it, because you know, I know you worked in radio for a long time, but no, yeah, we queued them up and spun them, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the delay on that when you had to reflect. You were like, don't go. Come on, man. Don't do that to me.
Dick. Tell us, Grandpa Tyler, about queuing up records.
Yeah, you guys ever grind an organ?
Yeah, I did last night.
Crank that little wheel.
You're on the road. You're still grinding an organ. All
right. Did you play him off an old Victrola?
Tell me about the plague. Shut up, Zumar.
Come, you fled Europe. Was it the potato famine, or did you come here for the free land?
Dicks. I hate younger guys. All of you. And Zumach's not even a kid. He's just a dick.
Yeah, if you don't have a friend who spent some time in an iron lung because of polio.
Or spun records
we hate
on the
guys.
Radio station.
Out of Mexico, a cop was called in to break up a brawl at a sex party. It was actually three aspiring cops and there that were holed up inside a local hotel room when the rendezvous turned into a fist fight. One of the women attacked the other, claiming that the man had spent more time with her. You know how that goes.
Yeah, yeah.
Every time.
Oh, yeah.
Every time.
Yeah.
When they fight over you.
The responding police officer was apparently able to keep his composure despite noticing that his wife was one of the women involved in the tryst. Oh,
that'd be an episode of Cheaters. I'd love that.
That's why he's only aspiring.
Yeah, the investigators say the three future cops were drinking at a local bar. Then they decided to book a room at the hotel. They hadn't spent more than 2 hours there. Witnesses said that hotel employees were cheering on the man and applauding as they heard the three of them making noises while they were knocking some out. The sex party was interrupted when one of the women thought the man was being more intimate with the other woman. Heated discussion, violent argument.
That's a problem in threesomes.
Had to call 911 after he heard screams and sounds of broken bottles coming from the room.
I find that so strange that it's like aspiring...
Aspiring cops. What does that mean?
Yeah, are they like doing open mics?
Yeah. Either you're a cop or you're in training to be a cop.
Yeah.
Okay. That's an aspiring. Someone in training is aspiring.
Well, they're vigilantes.
They were cadets was the word was used.
Okay.
By the, you know, people that were paying attention might remember that.
Puño is Spanish for fist.
Okay.
Very useful in a threesome.
Okay. or the fight they were involved in.
A Spanish threesome.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
There they call it a free.
And I can't confirm it. I see it on his computer right now.
Yeah. nice to meet you, Ivan. Good dude. Funny guy, too, man. Thank you for coming up, by the way.
Thanks for having me.
Funnybone.com. Hope you'll be back soon.
Yes,
sure,
right?
All right. And for your gigs, every place, your Twitter is?
At Ivan Decker, or just my website, ivandecker.com, has my tour schedule in there.
Zumach's a good guy. If you don't know him, check him out. at Chad Zumach?
It's at Dane Cook.
Oh, shit. That's right. So you're booked a lot everywhere.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I think you used that joke last time.
Funny Bone.
Probably did, yeah.
Funnyboneomaha.com to see these guys.
It worked again.
Love you, Carl.
We're open and you know,
Monday. Oh, you're open. There's some snow
today. Every time.
In Omaha, there's some snow today. But
Monday's a holiday, so Sunday night,
we're
going to party.
Monday
that's cool, yeah. It's MLK Day.
Yes.
Monday is a holiday. Is Koechner coming in next week?
Yes, he is.
David Koechner. We've never met. Talked to him a few times on the phone. I'm anxious to meet him. We love David.
From Anchorman.
All his movies are great. He's funny as
hell. We're going to get Steve Zahn on the phone as well.
All right. All that next week. Check us out on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire. Have a great weekend. Stay safe if you're in the Omaha area or anywhere there's snow or bad weather, which apparently the whole country's all messed up this weekend.
We're going to get between 1 and 74 inches of snow.
All across the country.
Yeah, depending upon the model.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.